Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Oh, Jane's washing her hands. Oh, she's very good. Are you back, Jane?
I'm back. I've waited in all morning for that one and he's only just turned up.
Well, that's not very good.
I know, I miss my bike ride and everything.
You still do the same route every day then?
Every day, I'm a creature of habit.
Oh, nice.
And there's various people I like to look out for.
And do they all go, hello, Jane?
Some of them do. But then there are others who I have named, but I don't know their names. I sometimes don't smile at them or say hello, but I like to see them. There's one lady I call Tall Enigmatic, and she wasn't smiling. And then I got a smile from her. I felt so pleased that Tall Enigmatic had acknowledged me.
Long, hard days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
So, Esther, how has your week been?
Yeah, well, Jane, I've got some very exciting news in my garden. Tom's decided to build me like a garden room because, you know, I'm always moaning about him and complaining. And so he says, oh, I'll build you a garden room. So we've been like making the foundations this week and it's going to be massive.
Oh, gosh. What? How have you done the foundations?
Well, we've sort of flattened out the ground and I'm talking as if I've done it. It's actually just been Tom and our friend's son, Archie. I just watched.
And you were guiding.
Yeah, I'm the foreman. So I'm saying, you know, just, yeah. So it's going to be a nice big space and I'll be able to do my podcast in there. It's going to be really good. Yeah, and I'll be able to live in it. I'm going to live in it. I'm moving out of the flat.
Yeah.
I'm sick to death of all the lazy drones that I live with. I'm going to be the queen bee up the garden.
On your own, your solitary bee.
I'm going to be a solitary bee.
So you're going to be a solitary bee up in your lovely little garden room. Are you going to have some lovely floaty curtains?
Yeah, I'm going to have wax on my windows.
Oh, yeah. Why wax? So nobody can see in.
Yeah, I'm going to have wax windows and I'm going to sit in a piece of wax comb and my sofa's going to be made of wax and I'm going to dress as a bee. I'm going to spray my favourite perfume. I'm just going to sit there and have a nice time.
Right. Right, well, I'd like to visit you in your wax home. You're going to be like a waxwork figure in your waxwork home.
Yes.
Maybe we can put you in Madame Tussauds.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Made of wax.
The woman in wax.
There was an artist, actually, who made a lot of... She used wax and she, like, put shoes in the hive and ornaments and things like that, and bees covered it in wax. It was very interesting. What sort of week have you had, Jane?
Yeah, I've had a good week. I think sometimes weeks merge into one another during this. I know we're not really in lockdown anymore, but they kind of sort of float into one another, the days.
They really do, don't they?
I sort of really can't remember what I've done.
Have you been doing your washing?
Yes, I've got some out now, in my 30s.
Is it all blowing?
So it was blowing earlier, but now it's gently swaying. It looks rather lovely, actually, in the sun. What a lovely yellow dress, like a flower dress, a garden dress. And that's out there.
Because we're here right now, it's all I'll ever need anyhow. Being in the present with you, Lord, I'm so free.
I was going to tell you about something that happened this week, Esther, when you asked me.
What happened this week then?
Yesterday, I had my portrait painted.
Ooh.
By three artists for a show on television for Sky Arts called Portrait of the Year.
And how did it go?
It went very well, actually. I loved it. I found it very... I know that you've sat for somebody. I just wanted to fall asleep.
Yeah, it is very hypnotic, isn't
soporific.
It? Soporific is the word, yeah. That sounds lovely. So you didn't go dressed as a bee?
I decided not to in the end. It was very tempting.
Oh, Jane, where are all the bees out there? You could have gone as a bee. That would have been so nice.
Well, I was wearing a dress that bees would have loved.
Ooh, what colour was it?
It was vivid blue with little white spots on it.
And how long did it take to have your portrait done?
4 hours.
Oh, wow, that was a long sitting.
Quite a while, isn't it?
No wonder you felt a bit tired.
Yeah. I was ready for my lunch. It was really good, and it was really interesting what the judges had to say about the others and which they chose in the end to go through to the final, or the semi-final. It's really fascinating, actually, because I know you know a lot about art, don't you, Esther? You're very interested in the art world.
Well, I know a bit about it, but I have sat for paintings myself. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I love it. It was so funny, when the first painting I sat for, it was when I was about 15, and it was a friend of my grandma and granddad's that they'd met on a holiday. Anyway, they did it from a photograph, and they gave me a different sort of hairstyle, and this hairstyle was, I looked like, well, it was just like a big blonde sort of frizz. It wasn't really my hair that I had at the time.
Have you still got the painting?
I don't know. I haven't got it, no. I don't know what happened to it. I hated it. My grandma and granddad did it in the front room. And then I think I told you I sat in my bra and pants after I'd had Jeannie at my friend's studio. She did a massive painting of me. And then one day I turned up with red hair and she was really annoyed. She went, "Bloody hell, Esther, what have you done?" And she was so annoyed with me because she'd spent so much time with the lighting and everything. And then I came with this hair and it changed it. But this painting's so big, and she's got four kids, and they're all pretty grown up now, you know. But when there were three of them teenage boys, and I remember when I went to visit her in France, and the big painting was above the television, and I walked in the front room, and there was a gang of lads there, teenage boys, and one of her sons introduced me to these lads and said, "Oh, this is my mum's friends," in French they were talking. "This is my mum's friends. This is the lady in the painting." And I was in this balcony bra and leopard skin pants. Anyway, these lads went bright red. It was so funny.
That's brilliant.
They were so embarrassed. Oh, God. But, yeah, since then I've sat for another very big painting for her, which was a lady holding a glass of wine, sort of crying with a big sort of feather boa, which was very nice. I enjoyed doing that. Yes, but like you say, it's very relaxing.
And one of the ladies who painted me yesterday painted me sort of on the brink of tears. It was quite a sad painting. And it made me well up looking at it.
But, you know, those sort of paintings, I think, when you see somebody crying in a photo, they are very moving, so lovely.
Anyway, we're digressing. The bees.
Here we are.
What has been happening with the bees?
Well, they've all been sitting for their portraits this week, and the queen bees are painting them. Yeah. And she's
in the nude.
Oh, they're all in the nude. They've taken the first stripes off and the wings, and they've just sat there in the nude.
And lovely. Little gallery in the hive.
Last week, spoke to you, I had a swarm.
One of your swarmed, or a random swarm?
Yeah. So, you know, I had some queen cells in the book fasts, and I thought yes. they were just making themselves a new queen. And I told you I saw a queen on the doorstep, and they were sort of pulling her with all their might because they didn't want her to go back in. Well, obviously, there was more going off than what I thought, and they didn't just decide to stay there after their queen hatched. They swarmed, and it was in the rain. They swarmed in the afternoon, and then it was raining by the time I got a call from Lynn. And I went up, and they were on the next-door neighbour's plot, and it was raining. I thought, oh, blooming heck, I couldn't believe they swarmed. I was really miffed, but I caught them. And I put them back into their original box that they came from the man who brought them up to the plot.
The blue box.
And so they're in there now. And they've built loads of wax. They've got a queen. She's laying eggs. It's none of the queens that was in there before. So it was obviously one of these. Yeah, it was one of these virgin queens. So it wasn't the little, it wasn't Mary.
All right.
Queen Mary. She was a goner.
All right.
And so it wasn't her, it was one that they'd made for themselves. So all the flying bees left. So now in the Bookfast box, there's not many flying bees because it's all the babies who aren't ready to fly. It's just them, and they've got a queen and she's laying. So I'm just letting it settle for a week or so. I might join them back together, but I might just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I think they'll be a bit better joined back together. I think it was all a bit of a... I think they had a misunderstanding and they shouldn't have swarmed. I think we'd be better off if there was a few more numbers. So before we meet next week, I probably will join them. But that does mean that one of the queens will have to be dispatched, which obviously I don't like doing. So I've just got to wait. I've got to wait.
How did you catch this swarm? How did you do it?
Yeah, so it was actually one of the easy swarms. It was on a little tree. I think it was a plum tree that they swarmed on, but it was like in a bush and it was all at easy height. And Lynn was there. In the last few years, she's started collecting honey and selling it. But in the past, she was a more of a natural beekeeper and she just collected swarm after swarm. So she was always a really good... She's a very good swarm catcher. So she was there. So she had it all planned, how we were going to do it. And then I just knocked them into the box and then put the lid on. And then the rest of the stragglers all flew in because obviously they could smell the scent of the queen, the pheromone of the queen. And then they all flew into the box and crawled into the box along the floor and up through the entrance. It was as easy as that. It was easy peasy.
Oh, well, good.
So I took them back, put them in position. So now I've got three colonies.
Gosh, and each one has a queen. So what will you do with the one, when you join them together, what will you do with the spare queen? The old question again.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I
think we should retitle the show Poor Queen Bees. They've had a rotten time.
Well, this queen, you know, you're supposed to just squash the queen and then rub her body onto the bark of a tree or something like that, and then they'll always go to that tree when they swarm. So I could do that. I probably will do that, Jane.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit late in the season. Nobody will want a queen now, but they might do. I'll still advertise her and see if anybody wants her. I don't know yet. I might just let them all just carry on as they are. I'm not sure.
And you wouldn't just let them decide which queen they want?
No, because if I join them together, what you do is I put, say, for instance, I put the swarm on top of the original box where the remaining book fasts are, and they've got a queen. So I put a bit of newspaper on the top, and then I'll put the swarm in another box on top of that, and then eventually they'll just nibble through the newspaper, and then by the time they get through the newspaper, they'll sort of just take time, and then they'll accept the bees that are above the newspaper.
All right, okay. But you wouldn't put both queens in there, like, so for them to decide which one they want.
No, because what can happen, you know, what can happen is sometimes they can actually kill each other.
Oh,
so that would be the end of both of them, and then we'd be freaking back to square one again with no queen.
Will you feel sad when you rub her against the tree, her dead, limp body?
I could send her to your house.
Why don't you just send her into the open?
Well, she'll just get eaten by a bird.
Well, she might have a few hours.
And also, she might just fly back into the hive.
Oh.
I've done that before. I tried that when I first started beekeeping. I couldn't bear to kill the queen. So I just sort of tried to kill her with my hive tool, but it didn't work. And then she flew off. And then she flew back. Flew back in. So I'm not going to do that. I've got to be assertive.
Yes.
For the good of the colonies. But it might be okay to just leave them all three of them. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see in the next few days. Best to think about it rather than just doing a rash decision.
Yes, yes, I know you do that. And any updates on the Italians?
Yeah, so the Italians all fine, going along nicely. Their piece of wax Bono sadly fell off.
Oh.
Into the bottom of the hive.
He collapsed. He toppled.
His hair extensions were just too heavy for his head.
Oh, gosh. And perhaps it was like Colston, that the statue of Colston, that they toppled him because they weren't happy with him.
Well, I think they laid lots of eggs in his hair and there was a lot of lava, but it just sort of, all it did was it sort of fell off the frame and sort of landed in between the frames, but at the bottom. So it'll be all right. It'll be fine because it's not cold at the moment. They'll all hatch from it and then they'll probably stick it back to the frame that it's sort of leaning against. So it should be fine.
Right. You don't seem to have any worries about them.
I'm not worried about them. There's lots of bees coming in and out. They're really good and they're not a very big colony. But there's plenty going off and they've got lots of nice stores and there's a bit of honey. So when you come, I'll take a frame out and what we'll do is I'll brush the bees off it and then we'll take it to the table and you can have a little taste of it and then I'll pop it back into the hive.
Lovely.
That'll be nice, won't it?
Lovely.
So you won't be able to smear it all over your face. You'll just be able to taste it.
Is it good to smear on your face?
I think it's very good for your skin, isn't it? It's in a lot of beauty products.
Yeah, so the natural honey is a very good thing to smear on your face.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely. It's in lots of creams, isn't it? And especially
Yeah, it is.
Masks.
I've got some at the moment.
What have you got?
I've got some honey cream. I don't know what it's called.
What do you think we should call the new colony?
Do you think they're worthy of a name? They piked off.
They buggered off, didn't they? They left home.
Yes. I don't think they're worthy. We'll call them the nameless. They shall remain nameless.
Well, you could
the
call
deserters.
Them nameless. The deserters. Let's call them that. The deserters.
Yes.
I think deserters. They're very busy, the deserters. They've got it sussed out. They're making wax like Billy O'Joe. They're full on, the deserters.
Well, perhaps they like the blue hive better. I wanted to ask you as well, Esther. I don't remember when we did Hunting Venus, you talking about bees. Have you always been into bees?
Well, I mean, obviously I didn't rediscover my love for bees until I got that swarm in my garden before I started beekeeping training. But when I was little, my grandma and granddad had a lovely garden and my grandma grew all sorts of, flowers and they had a vegetable patch. And I can remember that my granddad said, bumblebees don't really sting you. So if you put your hand near the flowers and they crawl, if you keep your hands still, they'll crawl onto you and they won't do anything. And I remember sitting there in the garden and just sort of catching them and letting them crawl on my hands. So I was never scared. I've never been scared of bees, but I don't like wasps.
No, I've just seen a wasp in my garden. It was the first one that I've seen.
Well, they're out there at the moment. They're all, you see them like on wood, bits of wood, because they're collecting all the little bits of wood, because that's how they build their colony. You know, that.
Well, they were on my garden chair.
Yeah, that's what they love, garden chairs. They strip all the little fibres of the garden chair and then they use that to build their wasp nest.
How interesting.
I know, it's like a sort of paper mache. It's made, you often see them on fences, on cut pieces of wood, on wooden furniture, and they're stripping everything to take it back. And then they mould it with water and they make, like, that's how they make their, you know, that big sort of round ball that they live in.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Yes, we have discussed wasps before because they do have a purpose, don't they? They are pollinators as well, aren't they?
They are pollinators, yeah. So, you know, they've all got their place, but ooh, nobody likes wasps. And they do sting you bad for no reason. And they will actually take over a wheat colony. They'll absolutely raid it and they'll eat all the honey, they'll eat all the larva, and you'll come back and you can't get rid of them.
It's a funny word, isn't it? Wasps.
Wasps. Yeah, it's like a funny
crisps.
Word.
It's like crisps.
Crispy wasps. Crisps and wasps. Oh, well, the wasps are really getting busy now. I've noticed they're all over collecting bits of wood off the fence and that,
yeah,
you say,
I've
like your
more.
Garden furniture. Yeah. Mm. It's funny, isn't it? Once you start to notice them, what they're doing, and you think, oh, what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, that's so good that you told me that they collected wood for their nest, because now I know why they're on my garden furniture.
Yeah. You might go back, if you have a week away in Brighton, you might go back and your chair might have just not be there anymore. Might have... And then you'll know now, where it's gone.
I will. It will be the foundation of a wasp's nest. Wasp's nest. Well, thank you, Esther, for your wealth of knowledge yet again. And I'm off now, and so I'm saying goodbye, and I love you.
I love you too, honeybee.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard and partly recorded at the Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the Hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.